The Y94 Morning Playhouse with Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
I think they're funnier. I think they're quirkier. And they're snarkier.
Yeah!
Y94 Morning Playhouse.
7:28 in the morning, 21 degrees here at the Playhouse Studios. Y94 is the number one hit music station, home of the Morning Playhouse. Partly sunny today in Fargo-Moorhead. And while it will be windy, it will be warmer than it was yesterday with a high around 43. And get this, our weather guy seems to think maybe Saturday could be a sunny day with 50 for a high. So Saturday, that is the good day there, but partly sunny and 43 today for a high in the Red River Valley. Cannot wait. Cannot wait to, in a couple of days, maybe next week, depending on how quickly she places her phone calls with everybody she needs to talk to, talk to Serena again about her past life. She can speak with, I'm not sure if she wants to do the dream analyst or the psychic or both, but we are going to have her talk to somebody and get more details on that. If you missed her kind of elaborating on her dreams, we will podcast that after the show at y94.com. So at 8:15 this morning, your next shot at some free money in the Morning Playhouse Payhouse. You get your game board online at y94.com, and we will try to make a match at 8:15 this morning. You flip over two squares, and if you make a match, you win that dollar amount, so you are in control of how much money you want to win. If you're like, well, I see a match there, but I don't want that money, don't make the match then. That's cool. We'll just keep the money for somebody else. So at 8:15, we will do that, the Payhouse, here on the Morning Playhouse. Want to dive into a round right now of that awkward moment when. Here are 2, 3, 7 hits. You can always text 35270, or certainly hop online. You could tweet or hop on the Morning Playhouse Facebook. Either certainly works. Your awkward moment when is kind of formatted like this. That awkward moment when blank. You just think of something awkward that happened to you. Maybe you think it happens to everybody. A very common one is that awkward moment when you say, when you do, and that lady is not pregnant. And probably socked you in the nose or gave you the stare of death. Maggie, do you have an awkward moment today?
Yesterday, I had Ridley in the car. We were driving, taking her to the park, and I rolled the window down so she can stick her head out the window.
Yes. We should probably point out that's a dog.
It's a dog. Yes, yeah. My dog.
Not like but your niece. It was, I should dang him out the window.
But it was the car next to me, and it was a couple guys, and they were honking their horn looking at me, and they're like, roll down your window. So I did, and they're like, nice dog. I'm like, thanks. And then they tried to start a conversation, and I'm like, no, I don't want to talk to you.
You got flirted on the street.
Because of my dog.
Because of your dog. Hey, look, it works the other way around, too.
Yeah.
A lot of times that is a tactic that men will use, is they'll have the dog, and they think that women will approach to talk to the dog, and then they can start conversation. Mm-hmm. It almost worked in reverse.
Yeah, almost.
Did you not want the attention?
Well, not while I'm sitting at a red light. Like, sure. I don't know you. I don't think so. And then, like, roll up my window? Like, I don't know. It was weird.
Let me scream my phone number at you while I drive
away.
Exactly. Yeah, sure. Right, you got an awkward moment this week.
Yes. When you are in the changing room trying on jeans, and some random woman comes in with a pile of clothes saying, here, honey, I have more for you to try on.
Oh, God.
She didn't, like, come in the room.
No, she came in the room.
Oh.
She, like, opened the door, walked in. There I am with pants down, waiting to put leg in jeans. And her husband was in the one right next to me.
Oh, that is awkward.
And you just hear, like, me go, and then you hear, honey, I'm over here.
Did she apologize profusely?
Oh, yeah.
I would at least hope.
But, like, she wasn't nearly as shocked as I feel she should have been.
Yeah.
You know, like, I wanted more, like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to. It was like, oh, and then walked into the next changing room. And then I was like, I just want to leave the store right now.
Things that would never fly, like the opposite situation of, you could never accidentally walk into some random lady's changing room and be like, oops, that was a mistake. Like, it just, even if it was, that would not, you'd be out of there so fast.
My wife must be in this one over here.
We'll try that during lunch today and see how that goes.
Victoria's Secret.
Yeah, wherever you want to go. Wherever works for me. My awkward moment one is, I got to believe that this happens to a lot of people. That awkward moment when you're talking to somebody and then your brain, like, catches up and you realize they're talking to you. I started totally engaged in this conversation. But somewhere in there, I don't know if I just started daydreaming or thinking about something else. But then they pause and they're staring at you waiting for acknowledgement of whatever they just said. And you realize, oh my God, I have no idea what you're talking about anymore. And you just go, yeah. And you can tell that your reaction does not match up with the conversation at all. And they know. And then they just kind of continue on. and nobody acknowledges, like, you just weren't paying attention. I was not paying attention. I'm a daydreamer. I really am. I forgot what we're talking about already. I'm daydreaming. I'm thinking about unicorns and rainbows right now. Hmm. But mostly donuts. Donuts and rainbows. Your awkward moment when at 237 hits. You can text 35270. Certainly tweet or Facebook as well. And Imagine Dragons is next.
Morning Playhouse.
With Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
And this how we gonna do it.
Y94.
Doing that awkward moment when, here on the Playhouse, Y94, the number one hit music station. That awkward moment when, blank. It's 701-237-4487. That's 237-HITS. Or you can text 35270. Certainly tweet at Y94Playhouse. There is the Playhouse Facebook page. There is, man, it is 2014 and there's so many ways to talk to us. You can carve it out in stone and send it if you want to via dinosaur. However you want to do that. Your awkward moment when, hi.
My husband's a bartender, and occasionally I'll go visit him at work by myself. And it's really awkward when guys come up next to me and hit on me and then ask my husband if they can buy me a drink. Or they don't know he's my husband, but they're like, I'm going to buy this pretty lady a drink. And it just is really awkward. And then they ask me what I'm doing there, and they'll be like, I'm visiting my husband. He's right there.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be awkward for them too, though, I got to think.
Yeah, it's just really bad.
What's your husband think? What does he do?
He thinks it's funny. He just laughs about it, and then, like, he'll apologize to the guy and be like, oh, I'm sorry, or it's okay, don't worry about it, you know? I don't know, but it's really awkward for me, and then to see the guy, like, his face when he finds out that the bartender's my husband, yeah.
I don't actually have to pay for my drinks. You don't have to buy me one. I'll get it for free from my husband, who's the bartender.
Yeah, exactly.
Uncomfortable. Awkward. Thank you so much. Rats and most texted awkward moments.
That awkward moment when you are cuddling with your boyfriend, absorbed in a movie, and you think you let out a silent fart, and instead it sounds like a 747 in your pants, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Ick.
That awkward moment when your friend is so wasted that you have to carry him out of the bar. That awkward moment you take a nap and you wake up and don't know if it's nighttime or almost morning. Also, that awkward moment you finish painting your nails and realize you have a wedgie.
One of the few things that unify us as a people is that we all have a lot of awkward moments in our life. Be proud of them. 237 hits. You can text 35270. That awkward moment when... What?
The Y94 Morning Playhouse.
You're sleeping together?
With Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
I mean, it's been a will they or won't they since they met.
Y94.
7:45 in the morning, 22 degrees here at the Morning Playhouse. Y94, the number one hit music station. We're Zero, Rat, and Maggie. The Payhouse at 8:15 this morning. Your next shot is some free money. Up to $1,000 cash. You get you that game board online at y94.com if you don't have one yet. Been doing that awkward moment when at 237 hits. You can text 35270. Tweet, Facebook, whatever works, however you want to get it to us. Write some of those texted ones if you could.
That awkward moment when you fall asleep in the tanning bed and when you wake up, you don't know if it's because the bed turned off or you've been laying there for a while. The awkward moment when you see something on someone's teeth and you don't know if you're good enough friends to tell them.
Yes.
You tell them. You always tell them.
If you don't say anything, you're an awful friend. Awful friend.
Also, that awkward moment, your dad asks you if you're still a virgin. I'm 23, by the way. The awkward moment when you're laying on the couch and your baby tries to breastfeed. As a man, I felt quite hurt.
You gotta wonder, like, was dad wondering that the 23-year-old was or wasn't hanging on to that V? I don't know. Your awkward moment, Lori, what's yours today?
That awkward moment when the guy you're with asks you if you are 16 years old and you're 22.
Oh, God. Was he hoping you were 16 or why?
Actually, he was a police officer that I was dating, and somebody told him that the girl he was with was 16, and he kind of freaked out.
That's like I feel like there's a lot to that story. Like,
it's very, I won't even go to the other parts, but yeah, it's entertaining. entertaining time.
Well, I'm glad you were of age. Stories where I'm like, I don't know where this is going, but I suspect it's not going where I'm fearing it is. Maggie, there's a couple on the Playhouse Facebook page. If you could grab those, please.
That awkward moment when you send an awkward selfie to the wrong person on Snapchat.
Sure.
The awkward moment when you have something in your eye and it looks like you're winking at everyone. That awkward moment when someone is clearly looking over your shoulder reading your text messages. And that awkward moment when you look at the car next to you and they're picking their nose.
Well, gross. Yeah, anytime you catch the nose picker, that's just uncomfortable for everybody. We can't grab a few more. We want to embrace the awkwardness, people. That's what we're about here. Embrace your awkwardness. That awkward moment when blank 237 hits or text 35270.
Good morning, world. It's brand new.
The Morning Playhouse.
With Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
Y94. Watching birds
sink in the river, the lessons I've learned.
Playhouse in the morning. Y94, the number one hit music station that plays all the hits. Zero, Rat, and Maggie in the Playhouse doing that awkward moment when. That awkward moment when blank at 237 hits in text 35270. What's your awkward moment when? Hi. Hello?
Well, I had a client that used to come in and pick up a check from me every month, and he hadn't shown up for a few months, so I'd been mailing it, and he finally called, and I asked him how he was, and he said, well, I'm okay, he said, but I just had to have both my legs amputated. I said, oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry. I said, well, at least you're still kicking.
Oh!
Like, can you say that to a guy with no legs? I don't think you can.
Oh, boy, that's uncomfortable.
Right.
Yikes.
He took it very well. He laughed, but...
Well, thank you so much for calling.
Sure.
I found really, like, the thing that could have probably been the most awkward. Really,
anything
I'm not
else.
Sure. Any other comment you could have had, the most insensitive comment you could think of besides that probably would have still been better. So, oops. Some text it awkward moments, if you could.
That awkward moment when the cashier comments on every item you're buying, and then he gets to the box of tampons. That awkward moment when you're at the gym and you realize you're on a treadmill, your ex-husband is on one side of you, and your ex-boyfriend is on the other side. The awkward moment when you are having a conversation with your friend loud because the music is loud, the music stops, and the bar hears you declare yourself a slut. Way out of context, by the way. And somebody says, the awkward moment when your passenger is reaching into the back seat and her chest is pressed against your arm, and you don't know whether to be polite and move or just enjoy.
Well, yeah, because... Nothing excites somebody like a little arm to boob. That awkward moment you just like text to a radio station, how hard up you are for some action. Yikes. Was it like upper arm, lower arm? I'm just trying to wonder why it was so exciting. Ew. Hey, if you have an awkward moment, you want to slide in there yet. 237 hits. You text 35270. News, weather, and the Playhouse in a bit.
The Morning Playhouse.
With Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
You know what? I will tell those people to seriously get a grip.
Y94.